With this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, July 27th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Let's take a look at some more postseason honors for high school baseball and softball today. Taking a look at the Western Valley Conference, where Kingsley Pearson softball was well represented on the first team all-conference list. The Panthers placed three first team all-conference honorees. They include a pair of seniors in McKenna Bowman and Hannah Cook, first team all-conference to finish off their high school career, as well as junior Georgia Howe representing the Panthers on the first team. On the second team, they include Brooklyn Bielner and Regan Voss. A couple of KP softball players getting second team all-conference honors for a Panthers squad that finished tied for second in the Western Valley Conference at 7-2. You can check out the entire listing of all Western Valley Conference softball teams on our website at KLEM1410.com. And we'd bring you Kingsley Pearson baseball all-conference honorees, but due to some politics played amongst the conference, Kingsley Pearson does not have any all-conference honorees. Of course, Taylor Duskett, the head coach of the Panthers, mentioned in a statement that his team's not worried about postseason accolades. They were just worried about postseason team results, of course, being a state semifinalist. But again, they did not earn any all-conference honors or did not get named to any all-conference teams by the Western Valley Conference. Due to some conflicts within the league. Of course, they will be represented on all district, and I have no doubt will be represented on all state teams as well once those come out. Let's take a look at some baseball news here today, and an award coming to an area baseball team. First, the American Baseball Coaches Association, proud to recognize many high school and college programs across the country that have been awarded a Team Academic Excellence Award. Teams from every level of college and high school baseball were honored with this year's award, and that highlights programs coached by American Baseball Coaches Association members that posted a GPA, team GPA, of 3.0 or above on a 4.0 scale for the entire 2022-2023 academic year. Just over 300 high school programs across the country were selected, and one of those resides in Plymouth County, and that is a Hinton Community Baseball program coached by Cale Kramer. The Blackhawks have been named to this Academic Excellence Award for 4 years in a row. What a culture being set in the classroom by the Hinton Baseball program. Of course, again, they must be the head coach must be a current American Baseball Coaches Association member and must have a minimum cumulative GPA of 3.0 as a team on a 4.0 scale. Again, Hinton Baseball earning that Academic Excellence Award from the American Baseball Coaches Association for the fourth consecutive season. What a great run in the classroom and, of course, on the field for Hinton Baseball. We go to some more high school baseball news, and, well, the competition does not end yet for high school baseball athletes. For some seniors who are selected to the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association All-Star Series that gets started today. A couple of Plymouth County athletes participating in that, including Remsen St. Mary's senior Jackson Bunkers and Kingsley Pearson senior Boston Duskett. They are part of the Small Schools West team that is going to be competing later on today at 5 o'clock. Clock against the Western Large Schools. This is a 3-day event taking place in Merchants Park in Carroll. The Small Schools West team will compete at 5 o'clock today. They'll compete at 12:30 in the afternoon tomorrow against Large Schools East, and then on Saturday they will participate at 10 o'clock in the morning against Small Schools East, trying to get the best record of the All-Star Series, get some bragging rights across the state. Of course, four teams participating in that All-Star Series. Again, Jackson Bunkers of Remsen St. Mary's and Boston Duskett of Kingsley Pearson participating in the All-Star Series. Now let's get you to some baseball, professional baseball scores from around the various areas from last night. We'll start in the American Association, where the Sioux City Explorers are not having a good trip north of the border. They take their second loss to the Winnipeg Goldeyes 10-3. Sioux Falls Canaries got a win over Fargo Moorhead at home. Final score 7-6 in the American Association. Chicago Dogs beat the Lake Country Dockhounds 7-3. Milwaukee took down Lincoln in 11 innings, 6-5. It's Cleburne over Gary South Shore 9-1. And Kane County beat Kansas City in a shutout 7-0. To some Major League Baseball scores from yesterday, the Minnesota Twins took another tough loss to the Seattle Mariners by a final score of 8-7. Guardians beat up on the hapless Royals 8-3. Brewers shut out the Reds by a score of 3-0. It was the Cardinals taking down the Diamondbacks 11-7. And the Chicago Cubs, so they beat the Chicago White Sox in the crosstown rivalry 10-7. That's in Major League Baseball from yesterday. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLAM1410.com. Better yet, you can follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLAM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Thursday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.